Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to
FNFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning, commanding our morning. Praise God. And the scripture says, Job 38:12-13, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. Amen. This is where we are giving our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands, and instructions, and then walking them out by faith. Amen. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for my overseer, Pastor Dr. Roslyn Overton. I am joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell from Power and Light Ministries. Deaconess, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Avante. I'm here.
Good morning. Praise God. How are you this morning?
Blessed. Very, very excited about prayer this morning. It's God is really good. Blessed.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC, Prayer Warriors, Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Amen. Thank you for those that are tuning in. Those that will listen to the broadcast later, thank you as well. God bless you. And we're going to go ahead and jump right into this morning's show and open up with prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we come before you, Father, with praise and thanksgiving, Father. Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come before you this morning, Father, to praise you, to worship you, Father, to bring forth, Father, bring to your understanding and knowledge, Father, the prayers and decrees, O Heavenly Father, regarding the issues of life, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we thank you for having a listening ear. Father, we thank you for giving your angels charge, Father, to go forth, Father, and bring those things to manifestations, Father, that we request. Father, again, we just thank you and magnify your name. Father, we can't thank you enough, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for giving us commanding voices, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have given us another day, Father, hallelujah, to rise, Father, and enter into this day. Father, we receive no cause of calamity, Father. Father, you woke us in our right mind. Father, you woke us, Father, with every limb operational, Father. We just thank you, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and decree, O Heavenly Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. Father, and we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our heart, the very center and core of our being, Father, is being enlightened and flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, Father, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, far above every name that is named and every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and complete all things in all heavens. Father, we just thank you. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you for our children, Father. those, Father, that are roaming the earth, O Heavenly Father, and those yet to be born, Father. We just thank you and praise your name. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for, again, Father, your prophecies, your promises, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Father. We look forward to the manifestation of every promise, Father, every prophetic word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift church leadership this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Every apostle, Father, every bishop, Father, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We want to uplift the congregants, Father, those that are, Father, deacons and ushers, Father, deaconesses, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Everyone that holds a position, Father, even the members, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you just continue to watch over their lives, Father. Continue to smile on them, Father. Continue, Father, to let your favor go forth and before them, Father, and surround them as with a shield, Father, that the blessings, Father, and the promises and the things that they have brought before your throne of grace, Father, that they are answered and manifested, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, those that are teaching and preaching, Father, put a message in their belly, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. The messages that you choose, O Heavenly Father, bring your people, Father, to the place you need them to be, Father, that expected end, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Those that are in battle with the enemy, Father. Father, right now I decree and declare, Father, that you are giving them victory right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that look like they were losing, Father, that they were losing ground, Father, that they are victorious right now, Father. Send your angels right now, Father, to give them victory right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, let your name, O Heavenly Father, be known throughout the earth, Father. Father, we decree and declare that your name will be known throughout the earth, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your word says, Father. Your word, Father, says that, hallowed be thy name, Father. Let your name be hallowed throughout the earth, Father. Let your name be hallowed throughout the earth, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that your name will be hallowed throughout the earth, Father. And we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Father, we're asking that you give your church wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Give your children wisdom, Father. Give us wisdom, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we bind up sicknesses, O Heavenly Father. Father, we bind up lack, O Heavenly Father. Father, we bind up every attack of the enemy, every assignment of the enemy, Father. And we command that they be put down and we give them victory right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you just continue to lead us and guide us as we go through this hour, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Holy Spirit, give us the prayers that need to be prayed, and you have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, these things that we have said, we decree them to be so. Amen, amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, and amen. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, my name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave your prayer request. Please like the page. Follow the page. You can follow the ministry through the page. You can see what things we have going on, with what direction the Lord is leading us. We will address your prayer concerns, praise reports, and so on and so forth. But please go to the page, like the page, interact with us as we interact with you. Amen. And Deaconess, honey, how are you?
I am blessed. I'm just blessed this morning since I'm awake. Thank you, Jesus. God woke me up, and so I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I want to put the show in your hands. Anything on your heart, please release it. Prayer, if you want to go ahead and lead us in prayer, that's fine as well. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Amen. I just wanted to first just what I was saying, just thank God, because the Bible says that weeping endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I'm just thankful because, as you said, I'm a member of Power and Light Evangelistic Church, and that's something that my apostle Beniel Dozier was teaching, that we've heard that scripture many times. If you've ever been in a church ever, or had a grandmother with the church, or auntie that with the church, you've been in church, you probably heard that scripture, that weeping endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But when he was breaking it down, it was just like, wow, joy comes in the morning. So when I open my eyes, when God allows my eyes to open, that is something that God is commanding. He's commanding joy. Like he's saying,
amen,
joy. You should wake up with joy, not that things won't happen. Not that weeping didn't like happen 15 minutes ago if you, you know, when you were sleeping, but that joy comes in the morning. And that's something to remember, because as we're commanding our day, that's the how you start your day is imperative, which is why we command it with. So joy should be a part of that command. We wake up and say, God, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be awake, to be in the land of the living, and then move. Then we can move throughout our day with joy, knowing that with joy comes strength. And with strength,
amen,
we can keep pressing through everything, and we can outlast and outmaneuver the enemy, because he's always trying to take our strength, and that starts with our joy.
Amen.
So I just want to admonish us in that. Start with joy. Joy is an amazing, powerful tool.
Amen. Amen. I always tell folks, just get up and wipe your eyes. Because a lot of times God, when God gives a word, that word is to get you ready, to get you prepared. So I tell people, the morning is coming, so dry your eyes. Be ready for the joy. Be ready for the spirit of joy. Be prepared. Be eager and anxious for joy to come. Wipe your eyes, wash your face, and okay, joy, I'm ready for it. You know. So
yes.
You take the steps to end the weeping by wiping your eyes and now focusing on the joy, the things that God has done and he's doing to just ready yourself for joy. So thank you for that scripture. Thank you so much.
Amen. I was just, I'm blessed by it. I'm blessed by the intentionality that and the dominion that God has given us. He gave us the ability to ready ourselves for joy. Like he didn't say, I'm going to send an angel, and, you know, if the angel get there, then you might get some joy. No. He said, you will have joy in the morning. And so we can intentionally take that on. So that just encourages me, because that means that myself and every saint that's listening, we have the choice and the ability to receive it. That choice can't be taken away from us. Regardless of what happens, we ready ourselves, we wipe those eyes, and we say, okay, I choose joy this morning, and we choose it, and we roll with it.
Amen. Joy has a prescribed time to meet you every day. Every day.
Yeah. Wow.
Amen.
That's good. Amen. Okay, right. That was good for me, Pastor. You might have a prescribed time. That's right. And unlike, you know, other things in life, it is not late. It's right there, like, Hello. Amen. I'm here. Joy is mm-hmm. here. Hey.
Amen.
So, praise God. I will start praying. I just wanted to encourage and admonish us in that because, you know, many of us, you know, even when we can become something and it wasn't necessarily us, you know, we can say, I'm just not a morning person or, you know, various things of life, the issues of life can cause us to move out of position. So I just wanted to, you know, encourage us and admonish us to know that we have the authority and the right through Christ to receive and to walk in certain things, and joy is one of them.
So, amen.
Father God, we just thank and praise you and bless you. God, we exalt you. We magnify you. We love on you this morning. We praise you this morning. We say, hey, joy, good morning. We are excited about you, God. We bless you. We thank you. We give your name praise. Hallelujah. We give your name praises. We praise you with an upright heart on this morning because you are a good God. You are righteous and holy and awesome and powerful and mighty God. We extol you high. We extol you high, God. We thank you. We thank you for everything you bring back to our remembrance, Holy Spirit. We thank you for those scriptures that we grew up on, but they little Messiah, that what you allow us to have greater revelation of, that we might walk in the fullness of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Even as we are running in different places and different parts of our spiritual walk, we thank you that we can grab a hold of the word of Okoshanidiyase. We can grab a hold of the word, eat it, ingest it, apply it, and it can bring nourishment and strength to our life this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you. Your word finds us wherever we're at. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So we thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for joy, which is our strength. We thank you for strength this morning. Before we walk even any further into this day, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. With an upright heart, we thank you. We thank you, God. We praise you. We bless you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We give your name all the glory. We thank God that you should be high and lifted up because your word says that when we do that, all men will be drawn unto you. They'll be drawn up unto you. When we lift you up in our lives, God, people will see. They'll see, the Bible says, they'll see our good works and glorify you in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, every time we elevate you, God, every time we lift your name up, every time we magnify you in our word and our deed. Father God, men see it and they glorify you. God, we praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you, God. We thank you for greater revelation and understanding of your word. We thank you for the manifestation, Father God, of your presence. We thank you for the authentic, genuine power that rests, Father God, on you and on the inside of us, Father God, because you dwell on the inside of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for authentic and genuine relationship with you. We thank you, God. We come out of agreement with any familiarity with you. Any familiarity with you. We repent, God, even now. If we've gotten familiar with your spirit, familiar with your process, familiar with your word, familiar with your leadership, familiar with your angelic presence, God, we repent for any familiarity. In the mighty name of Jesus, because, Father God, you said fresh anointing. You said, Father God, that morning by morning you would give us, Father God, the tongue of the learned. Morning by morning you would meet with us. So, God, we repent for any familiarity. You want to do new things, Father God. in us and through us, God. We repent in the mighty name of Jesus for any way we've doubted, in Karabase, or were unbelieving as it pertains to what you said, the promises and the purposes and the prophecies that you spoke and you prayed through your man of God. We repent if we've come into familiarity in the mighty name of Jesus with those words. If we have not believed you, Father God, every word is yes and amen. We repent right now. God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Father God, you said that you would manifest. You said that if you speak a thing, it is. You said that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. So, God, we repent right now. If we did not believe, even in the waiting, even as we run at it, if we grew tired, we repent, Father God, because you said that those that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They will mount up, they will mount up as wings of eagles, Father God. So we repent right now if we run, if we gave into weariness, because the morning is here, God, and we have joy. And we believe you, and we have strength. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every manifestation, large and small, like you prayed through your man of God. Thank you for the large and small manifestations. And, God, we thank you because the Bible says that we also give thanks in all things. Hallelujah. We give thanks in all things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the small manifestation. We thank you for the partial manifestation. Because we know, God, that the fullness of it is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and believe you for all the things, God, you've purposed in your heart towards us. Because you are not slow on your promises, Father God. You will not lie. Thank you, Jesus. But Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to believe you and to press in, help us to keep your statutes, God. Help us to learn of your righteous judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us hide your word in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us keep your statutes, your words, your prophecies, your revelation in front of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, with our lips, let us declare all of your judgments, every judgment of your mouth, let us declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. We declare that right, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've broken the back of lack, and we believe that. We believe that you've broken the back of lack and poverty in our life, and we declare and decree that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. We declare and decree even right now that creativity and ingenuity has been released. Has been released. You said it in Proverbs, that witty inventions was something that belongs to us. So, Father God, we believe. We believe you. We don't get rubbed. We rebuke the spirit of familiarity on this morning. We rebuke the spirit of familiarity that would keep us from hearing you. And hearing you clearly. We rebuke that spirit that says, well, God talks to me like this. He can only meet with me this way. I know how God talks. Oh, God, thank you. I know how God talks to me. I know what he says to me. I know when he meets me. We believe you, God, that you want to do a new thing. And we will not be familiar with your spirit, so we will not miss out on your downloads. Hallelujah. We will not miss out on the thing that you're telling us to do to bring forth more wealth. not only financially, but spiritually. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We will not miss out because of the spirit of familiarity. We bind and rebuke it. We come out of agreement with it every way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We rebuke that thief. Right out. And the word of God says that when a thief is found out, hallelujah, he has to return seven times what he stole. So, spirit of familiarity, seven times what you stole, it's returned to us on today. In the we say, Caravamande Robo, shake it in your sander. Rocorabo, shake it in your sander, the Yokomasanadia. They carababa de Corabase. We thank you, God. Rabababasi. That means Rababa de Coraba seven times. The experience of the new. Seven times greater the experience of the new. Seven times greater the reverence for your word. Seven times greater the awe of what you're doing. Seven times greater our obedience to you in the mighty name of Jesus and the obedience of those you've given authority over. Seven times greater. Thank you, God. A new outpouring of your anointing. Seven times greater an understanding. An understanding of who you are because we press into it and we're not familiar with you, but we're experiencing the new. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're not familiar with your leadership. We will not be familiar with them this morning. Even how the president operates, we will not be familiar with it. Even if we can't get down with what he's saying, we will respect the office on today. Even if we don't understand, we will respect the office on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up President Trump right now. Because your word says to pray for those that have rule over you. We lift him up. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for wisdom on how to deal with every foreign affair. We speak amongst him, those that are around him. We speak of Mordecai anointing. Wow, God, we thank you. We thank you, Rosh Hashanah, a Mordecai anointing to know what to do. Rosh Hashanah, he didn't only save the Jews, God, we're asking for a Mordecai anointing to be released. That will help your president. In the mighty name of Jesus, Rosha, and thus help the nation. Thank you for wisdom, God, that you're pouring out upon him. Thank you for wisdom you're pouring out upon those around him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to have your way. We will not be familiar on this morning. We will not be familiar on this morning. God, thank you for keeping our eyes spiritually and naturally open. Thank you, God. You said first natural, then spiritual. But, Father God, even in our own environment, in our houses, hallelujah, and our methods of transportation on this morning, wherever we're at in the country, whoever is listening, those that will listen later on in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for keeping us, Father God. Help us not to be familiar. We decree we will not be familiar in our natural and spiritual spaces. We will see things in a new way. In the name of Jesus, we will see those around us in a new way. We will speak newness. We speak newness into them and into every situation around us. We speak the presence of you, the peace of you, the ingenuity and creativity of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a creative God. You spoke all of creation into existence by your voice. We thank you for that same commanding voice on this morning. We speak newness. We speak reverence. We speak a new understanding of you. We speak, Father God, that we are not familiar, but we will let you lead us into the new. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we do thank you. In the name of Jesus. And we pray you and bless you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. That was Deaconess Angela Campbell taking us to the throne of grace and prayer. Please go to our Facebook page, like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page. Please leave your prayer request, any request that you have, personal prayer request, prayer request for family members, those that you know that may be going through trying times or just need prayers answered in their lives, any local social issues that need to be addressed, international issues, issues with government, politics, things of that nature. Please leave those prayer requests on the page so we can address those prayer requests as well. Follow the ministry. Kind of keep up to date with what we have going on, interact with us. If you're part of a ministry, you can leave information what you might be doing that you might want to be covered in prayer as well as having us maybe even join in. But anyways, please go to the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page, leave your prayer request, follow the ministry, interact with us. We would love to have you. So please go to the page, like the page, and just follow, please. And again, that was Deaconess Angela Campbell with prayer. And I'm going to take over the reins of prayer now. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise today. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we ask you to forgive us for any trespasses, Father, any transgressions, Father, that we may have committed, Father, knowingly and unknowingly. Father, your word says that you would, Father, forgive us and make us white as you will cleanse us and make us white as snow, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that you have forgiven us. Father, that you have cleansed us, Father, that we are white as snow. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those, Father, that don't have salvation, Father. Father, send us your vineyard workers forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let us minister, Father. Give us the ability to minister. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us so we will say the things that hit those cores, that connect with the things that you've placed in their heart so that they will move and receive salvation. We bind up the foothold of the enemy that is held in the lives of the unsaved, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we break the bonds, Father, between the unsaved and the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, those, Father, that are lost, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just bring them to your remembrance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would, Father, that you would just pour into them, Father. Lead us to them, Father. Give us the things to say to them, Father, what to teach, Father, so that they will receive salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare no more of our lost children, Father. No more will our children be lost, Father, in the name of Jesus. No longer will our children be misled by false doctrine, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we bind up false doctrine, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We loose, Father, the gospel, Father, that was preached, Father, by Jesus Christ, Father, by Peter, by Paul, Father. In the name of Jesus, this gospel, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift our president, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, You have your way with him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way with, Father, those that counsel him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for our congressmen and congresswomen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Pour into them, Father. Give them wisdom, right, even right now, Father. They are getting wisdom. Father, they are getting words from you, Father, downloads, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for their council, Father, their administrative teams, Father, their cabinets, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, Father, just give them wise counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are uplifting, Father, our representatives as well, Father. Father, again, we're asking, Father, that you give them downloads and strategies and legislation, Father, to bring forth. Father, most of all, give them the courage to do so and stand by what you've given them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father. We have asked, Father, that you bring godly and anointed men and women of God, Father, to political offices and offices of this country, O Heavenly Father. And those people are those individuals are coming forth, Father. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray your blessing on them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that they are defense cities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now that the heathen is their inheritance, Father, to do as they will, to do your will, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We decree and declare, Father, that our government has turned around, Father, by leading of the Holy Spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come warring against the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the enemy, Father, every assignment, every action in our government, Father, everything, Father, every tree, every seed, every root, every tree, Father, that the enemy has planted, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that it is uprooted right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send your warring angels right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to dismantle everything that the enemy has built and constructed, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father. We take our government back from the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift other world leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against satanic and demonic assignments. We come against satanic and demonic agreements, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, now and through the generations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we snatch from the enemy's hands, Father. We snatch from the enemy's hands, Father, control of these countries and areas, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the countries of South America, Father, that are going through violence, O Heavenly Father, from drug trades, Father. Innocent men and women, Father, are held captive, Father, and even killed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over these people, Father, that they'll meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against the assignments of the enemy, and we command that they are put down now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we take this ground for the kingdom right now, Father. Father, your word says that we can pray for legions upon legions upon legions of angels, Father, and Father, that they, Father, and we decree and declare that they are sent, Father, to the specific places needed to snatch and keep from the enemy recapturing ground that we are praying over, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're praying for South America, Father. Father, we're praying for Africa, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, companies and villages and cities will be raised, O Heavenly Father. Churches will be built, Father. Father, they will be able to worship you. Your children will be able to worship you in open, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against any and every religion, any other gospel, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. If it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, if it's the gospel of demons and death, Father, we command it be put down now, Father. We command now, Father, that it is broken and dismantled in the mighty name of Jesus. We command, Father, right now that it be cast out into the dark places, Father, that you created for demons and devils, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command infrastructure to be built in Africa. Father, we command clean water to reveal and show itself right now in the name of Jesus. You are a blessing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command ground, Father, unclean, Father, to be spiritually mitigated, Father, to be spiritually cleansed, Father, to be naturally cleansed and cleaned, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command right now, hallelujah, the ground, Father, the ground clean, pure, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Forgive, Father, the generations of the sins of generations, Father. Father, we come against and command the breaking, Father, of unspoken and spoken treaties with demons and devils and agreements and covenants with demons and devils in Africa, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those things are broken now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak and decree a renewing, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every bit of corruption, generational corruption for years and years and slavery and manipulation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command these things of the enemy broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We take possession and control of these things, Father, for your word says, Father, that the Father, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And Father, we come for what is ours, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Even put righteous, anointed men and women of God in seats of power in Africa, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, send them godly counsel, Father. Raise up godly counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you right now. Father, raise up righteous judges. Touch and anoint the judges that are in office now, Father, that they will become righteous, Father, and they will understand that you are the one true living God. I pray the same for America, Father. Let the judges become righteous and raise up righteous judges, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise up those things, Father, that will be right. Raise up those things, Father, that will take on your righteousness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let judges desire to be righteous. Let governors desire to be righteous, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let mayors desire to be righteous. Let city councils desire to be righteous, Father, and serve the people, serve you, Father, and through serving you, Father, that they serve the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them the spirit of love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your holy name. We thank you for the victory right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we even see the turning, Father. We see the Father, the changing of the guard, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We come against the spirits of division. We come against the spirits of racism, Father. We come against the spirits of bias spirits, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We come against these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak a spirit of unity, Father, over this country, over this city, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Father. We decree and declare these things in Jesus' name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. My prayer took a little bit longer. The Holy Spirit started to take me to some places to decree and declare some things. Thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio. We won't be on next week, but the week after that we will. Thank you so much. God bless you. God keep you. God favor you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen.